Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy, and I'm here to help you develop a keen eye for the facts and body swerve the fallacies when it comes to fitness. Welcome to episode 600. Now, I may still be the newest Get Fit Guy on the block, but I wanted to take a second to thank you all for listening to this podcast. Whether you've been here for all 600 episodes or you're just joining us for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. So let's jump into the episode. Widely known that exercise is good for us, not just for its physical effects, but the positive effects on our mood and state of mind. Many healthcare providers and fitness influencers shout loud about the positive effects of exercise on depression and anxiety. But are there any caveats to this? If we're feeling low and want to improve our mood, is it just a case of hitting the gym? Or are there specific types of exercise we should aim for or maybe avoid? So let's dig into this and see if we can further define what exercise is good for mental health really means. Now, according to the British NHS, which is the National Health Service, being depressed can leave you feeling low in energy, which might put you off being more active. Regular exercise can boost your mood if you have depression, and it's especially useful for people with mild to moderate depression. Any type of exercise is useful, as long as it suits you and you do enough of it. Now, this is a pretty authoritative statement, but at the same time, also pretty general. For the purpose of staying in my lane and this being a fitness show, let's only focus on the last sentence, where they state that any type of exercise is useful, and have a look at if this is really the case, as well as looking at why they say exercise is a great intervention. Now, the most common reason is that exercise boosts serotonin levels. Low serotonin levels are associated with depression. There have been many studies conducted over the years which have positively demonstrated the role of serotonin in depression and anxiety, so much so that it's quite common to find that most of the general population have, in fact, heard of this neurotransmitter. Neurotransmitter is a signaling molecule in the body. Although we typically associate it with our brains, actually more than 90% of the serotonin the body produces is in your gut. Serotonin is synthesized from tryptophan, which is an essential amino acid, which you've heard me mention on the show before when discussing protein intake levels. Here's where we can run into the first potential problem with the idea that any exercise can help with the symptoms of depression. In a study, link in the show notes, exhaustive aerobic exercise resulted in a 12% decrease in available tryptophan levels. This is because your muscles uptake or use branched-chain amino acids, of which tryptophan is one. Since tryptophan is a necessary ingredient in serotonin production, this reduction in available tryptophan can lead to lower serotonin levels and therefore lower mood. Over 90% of the serotonin is in the gut. And as we know, our gut is home to many microbes and bacteria. In fact, over 100,000 trillion microorganisms call the gastrointestinal tract home and help with processes from digestion to immunity and mental health. This gut microbiome is affected by inflammatory diseases like irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, your diet and nutrition, and pharmaceuticals, which, like antibiotics, kill both the bad and the good bacteria. It's also affected by exercise.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Our digestion is controlled by what's known as the parasympathetic nervous system. These are bodily functions which take place predominantly at rest, and the opposite is called the sympathetic nervous system. When we're in a sympathetic nervous system state, such as during exercise, blood vessels contract and the gastrointestinal secretions are inhibited. Our body prioritizes the exercise or the task at hand, and it views digestion as an extra task not currently required. This is why if we push too hard in the gym, we may vomit or feel sick, because the body is emptying the stomach to spare energy for the task at hand and not expend extra energy on digestion. Now, it's well researched that long-distance athletes, such as ultramarathon runners, triathletes, and so on, suffer from GI or gastrointestinal problems. In fact, studies show that 60 minutes of exercise at 70% or above of maximal effort results in symptoms of leaky gut. These include digestive issues, brain fog, which is kind of difficulty concentrating, and mood imbalances such as depression and anxiety. As I've discussed on the show many times, literally everything is nuanced. We have to be able to step back and use our higher order thinking skills to allow us to critically evaluate any recommendations. Now, it's true that exercise will aid depression and anxiety by increasing serotonin production. But as we've seen, studies have shown that exhaustive long-duration aerobic exercise appears to reduce serotonin levels by depleting the essential precursor, the amino acid tryptophan, and also by negatively impacting the gut microbiome. So, if you're looking at exercise as a way to boost serotonin production, especially as winter and seasonal depression sneaks up on us, make sure to focus on your dose response. Stay away from totally exhaustive work, which is something potentially above your maximum recoverable dose, as it's likely to have a negative effect on your gut. Our training has to be hard enough to result in stress to drive adaptation, but if it's exhaustive, you may find recovery difficult and in fact create physiological problems. If you want to check out the studies I mentioned today, head to the show notes and click on the link for the transcript to see my citations. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 at the Home Depot and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in-store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.